Good evening and welcome to another episode of Transition Talk. Tonight we are still doing our hot seat with Miss Keisha Bracey. And she has got some questions from our viewers about what it takes to keep a long-lasting relationship. So we're on part two of being in the hot seat with Miss Keisha Bracey.
Okay, so we did a cliffhanger, the last one. So
yes, we did.
I'm going to give you, I'm giving you the opportunity to think about this.
I had time to think about
it. You had time to think about
it. I did.
So what would you say are the red flags when you're dating and you're in a relationship with somebody? We've got some great advice about, you know, how to date, what to do. What would you say are some red flags that you say, no, I'm not doing this?
I would say one of the red flags, it would be that selfish. Find out and see if the person you're going to spend your life with is selfish. Because that's going to be a key thing in your long-lasting relationship. If it's just focused on them all the time, that's how it's going to be. And I give you an example of our relationship. Before I took my wife to any other restaurant, the first place we went to was Burger King.
He did.
I took her to the Burger King just to see how she responded to taking her out.
So y'all went to the Burger King, not Burger King.
Just a Burger King.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, it was the one right down Main Street.
They don't know what it is.
Well, in Jacksonville, we went to a Burger King. Right downtown in Jacksonville.
And how did that help though?
Because I just wanted to see how her how she would respond to me just taking her to Burger King. Just to see how she respond.
Wait, I gotta find this out.
This is what it was.
Okay.
Okay, so to hear him explain it, he wanted to make sure if you were happy with Burger King, that regardless of where we go, you can be happy in our relationship. Some women are high maintenance, right? Mm. And he said they want to go to the biggest restaurant, the nicest restaurant, spend all the money in a restaurant. And if they get all upset about it or get, you know, have a problem with it, that's a red flag.
Okay.
That's a red flag of a person wants you to spend so much money on them on the first date. That's a red flag. Because they're going to want you to continue to do that throughout the relationship.
Okay.
So he took me to Burger King to see how I react.
What'd you do?
How did I react? I don't even know. Because when he took me to Burger King, I don't know what to even expect. Because I didn't even know he liked me at that time. But he said, let's go to Burger King. I was trying to figure out what he was talking about, really. I said, okay. It wasn't a date.
It was a date.
It was a spur of the moment date.
She didn't know it was a date, it was a date for you.
I don't know if she remembers.
To the Burger King.
She's not being real.
But no, listen.
I said, let's go out and eat. And when we went out to eat at that time, we was kind of like dating at the time. Because I wanted to make sure, I wanted to make sure that, see how she responded to me taking her to Burger King. If it was the ideal that when I took her to Burger King, she looking like, because I watched her appearance, her face and all that stuff. She really gave that look like, yeah, what are you doing? Bring me to a Burger King for, you know, then that would raise the flag for me.
Kind of like I'm looking right now.
Well, how did she react?
When she responded, we went there, it was her countenance didn't change. She seemed like to me, unless she put on a good facade, that she enjoyed just the presence of us being together. It was not about the place, it's about the relationship. Gotcha. And that's the key thing. When you with somebody, see, is it about the relationship more than what you're taking them or what you're doing for them? If it's all about what you're giving them, it's all about where you're taking them, then it's not a true relationship. But if you could take them somewhere, maybe on a picnic, or you take them somewhere walking on a park, or you take them to just not an exquisite restaurant, but just something, you know, just see if that relationship, how they see you, does it change how they see you? So that's the main thing I wanted to see. How she see me, did it change when I took her to Burger King?
Okay, so it sounded to me like you had a series of things that you, like...
He was looking for.
Yeah, a series of tests or, like, things that you right. had to go... So give us another example of, you know, things that you...
I guess they're interested in these little tests.
Yeah, what other, you know,
tests? Well, you mean the tests or red flags?
What did you do to see her?
Well, yeah, what did you do to see? Like, you said you wanted to see if she... You know, if she wanted you or if she wanted what you money. Had to offer. That's yeah. what it sounds like.
Exactly.
So what other series of tests were you looking at that let you know, hey, I'm going to test this to see, you know, see if it's
always life. Been, it always been in my relationship that seeing if that she was not selfish. I knew from what I seen of her and how she portrayed herself, she'd never been a selfish woman, even when we was dating. So that was one of the key things. I want to make sure that not putting me first, but in a place that when she see me, you know, that it was not like, it's not what I can get from you, but it's about us, okay. not what I can get from you.
Right.
So some of the tests would be, like I said, not just going out and eating, but even when we go out and do things together, you know, would it always be about, even in the conversation, if it was about I or, you know, me mm-hmm. or something like that. Those are flags to me.
Okay.
If every time the conversation, that's vice versa. If you're dating a man and all he's talking about is the things he have or it's all about him, then you know right then he's going to be selfish in the relationship. Mm. Same thing with a woman. If she's with you or she want to always see the high end of stuff and it's all about getting your nails and your hair done and you're not there yet, you know, then you need to look at that. So with us, it's always been about us. When we went out and eat, it's always been about us. When we go, not just church functions, but even when we just conversate, you know, sometimes we went to the beach. We went to the beach and she wanted to race me. You believe that or not? We started dating and she swore up and down that she could beat me racing. So we just got on the beach and she tried to outrun me in her dress. So, you know, me being a gentleman, I did not blow her out, but I just won.
You just won.
Yeah, but it always been about me. Are you more concerned about the relationship than the things that you have? So I always say, what are the flags? Make sure that they, either man or maybe the woman, make sure it's about the relationship. So look for those flags that's not focused on the relationship.
Good. What would you say? Do you have another red flag that you would give?
I think a red flag for me, it might be on the other end. And I think from a woman's point of view, because women do want to feel like they can be secure with a person. If I'm with that person, can he take care of me? Not necessarily take care of me like I'm solely depending on him, but do he really have the means to have a family? And I think every woman should see that. And my red flag, if a person cannot keep a job, that's a red flag for me because you're not committed. Can you not stay committed to one thing and you're always losing a job? To me, that's a red flag. Because just to up and leave when you have a family, you cannot do that. You have children depending on you. You have your wife depending on you. You have bills to pay. So if you're single and you're always leaving a job, that's a red flag for me as a woman, that you can't stay committed to a job. So to me, that's a red flag. And that might be, people might think superficial, but I'm thinking about the long term, you know, long haul. Are we going to be able to be together? You're going to be able to take care of me as a family or be the head of the family? Because we say the man is the head of the family. So are you going to walk in those shoes as being the head of the family by making sure that you have what it takes to take care of your family? So to me, a red flag is for if a man, sorry, if he can't keep a job. And I'm not saying everybody's the same, but if you can't keep a job when you're single, when you get married, it's going to be miserable because you got more people depending on you than you and him. So to me, that's a major red flag. And I may be talking from a woman's point of view because we do think about security. Be with somebody. Is this person going to be able to be with me and take care of me and be with me? We take care of each other, really. Take care of each other, but he got to be able to play the part. I can't do it by myself. So that's a red flag for me.
Got it. So
when you're dating.
So to sum it up, we'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you tell a woman today that's looking for a husband?
I would tell them to be patient. Today, for some reason, we are, so you find our society is pushing people to, you have to be with somebody to be validated. You know, I feel if you're single, spend some time with yourself. Working on yourself. You know, being with yourself, loving yourself, and knowing that you are enough, even without a mate. So be patient. Don't go after the first thing that comes your way. And you know, sometimes we get impatient. And like you said, we start looking over things because we just need to, I need a man, I need somebody in my life. But you have to trust God that he has that person for you. So I would tell a young woman, you know, you have what it takes. You have what he wants. Amen. Don't swindle it. Amen. Don't give away your assets.
Don't give away your assets.
Keep your assets.
Keep your assets. They're valuable.
Dope.
And we want them.
This is a woman's perspective.
Oh, right, sorry. Now. I'm agreeing with her. Amen.
So keep your assets.
Yes.
You know, keep it. That's one of the most valuable things that you have. You know, regardless of what you see around you, what other women are doing, you know, keep your dignity. You know, keep your standards. If a person don't like you because of that, that's okay. He's not even worth for you to even give him the time of day. But there is somebody that will value you. And so just be patient. Wait on the Lord. You know, it will come in due time. That's what I would tell a young woman that's dating. Don't be so quick to say yes. You okay.
She's right about that. Can I just break it right there? Because she's right. You know what? When I proposed to her, I'm going to tell you this right here. I proposed to my wife on Valentine's Day. And when I asked her to marry me, you think she said yes or no? She waited. She said, let me think about it. I went on a small deployment, came back. I went on a small deployment before.
Thinking about it.
That was a long, yeah, but I'm just saying, when she said that, she thought about it. She didn't give an answer right then. And like, I'm just concurring to what she's saying.
So you think but I act, what I say when I say be yeah, patient,
she
right?
She said be patient, because when I asked her, it was like I went on like a small deployment, might be like a month. And I prayed, I said, Lord, you let me know when I get back. So when I came back, then she said yes. So she's right about that.
That's why I said be patient.
She was patient.
You know, think about before you think about, that's amazing. You know, they say in life, you have major decisions in your life. And I think the first decision is giving God your life. That's a major decision in your life, right? And who you share your life with is the same. That is a major decision in your life. You know, if you take that small, that can really change the trajectory of your life, where you're going, what your goals are, what your future should be. So we should not take that lightly. Who you're going to be with in the morning, at night, in the afternoon, you're going to be with this person the rest of your life. So don't take it lightly. So yes, I did tell him, let me think about it. And although I liked him at a time and my heart was with him at a time, I still, that was a big decision to make. I'm getting ready to get married to him. So I need to think about this. And I did.
He did.
I said yes.
So I said, thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What would you tell a man today that's looking for a wife?
What would I tell him today? Tell him better seek God first. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I believe that, you know, when you're looking for someone that you can spend your whole life with, there's only really one person that really knows that you can spend your life with, and that's God. And you got to get past all the other things, how they look and what they have and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to seek God and say, God, is this the one for me? Because at the end of the day, that's going to be your mediator. I'm going to keep it real to you right now. There are going to be some times in your relationship that you're not going to see eye to eye. They're gonna be seeing your time that you're gonna have to agree to disagree. And you might have to take time out from each other. But when you take those timeouts, you got to go back to God and say, God, now you said that this is my wife, like Adam said. Now, if you gave it to me, you're going to show me a way how for us to keep together. So I tell any man today or any young man that's looking for a wife, before you commit yourself, go to God first. I really believe that if you go to God first, he will let you know. And he will validate your relationship. I believe that God validates because God honors marriage. And if we try to do things outside of God's will, that's what happens. When we try to get married outside of God's will, and then after we get married, we're trying to bring God and say, God, you know, help us to make this work. Then, you know, God's going to have to say, okay, I didn't put y'all together. Y'all got yourself together. Because God said in his word, who I put together, no man separate. And that's how I believe in our marriage. I believe that God put us together. And I believe that in any marriage, if God put you together, God's going to let you know that that is the person for you. So I would tell any person today, you know, what would it be is that you have to put God first in your marriage. Or you put God first when you're looking for that right person.
Okay. We have one more question. How would you define marriage?
Ooh, I several words I can use, right? One word comes to mind is covenant. Another word comes to mind is partnership. Another word comes to mind is soulmate. Those are things that come to my mind when I think about marriage. That you are having a commitment, a contract with a person that you have a connection with. It's not just a connection, a natural, it's a spiritual connection you have with this person, that you are the part of me. You are a part of me. And so if I'm alone or by myself, I'm not complete. That's how I define marriage. You are coming together with that part of you that was meant to be. Okay. You like that, didn't you?
Christian, did you like it? So how would I define marriage? Like you said, it's what you said. I believe it, that it is a partnership, and it's one of those partnerships. It's not just, some people say it's 50-50. It's not, marriage is not a 50-50 relationship. I'm going to take that out right now. People say marriage is 50-50. That is one of the biggest facades that I ever heard in a marriage.
What is it, 60-40?
It depends. Some days it might be 10-90. Some days it might be 60-40. Some days it might be 75-25. And you be good some days if it's 50-50.
You're a blessed day.
That's a blessed day. But marriage is not 50-50. That's why I said you have to be willing to sacrifice costs. Some days you're going to be the one that you're going to have to be the 90. Yeah. And your partner have to be the 10. And there'd be some days maybe that you're going to be the 10 and your partner have to be the 90.
That's good.
So when I look at the word marriage, it is about partnership and it's about relationship. And it's about being able to know that it's a partnership, that when you have a partner, some days you're going to be the 75 and I'm going to be the 25. Some days, in other words, I'm going to have to invest more into it than you got to invest into it. Some days you might have to invest more into it than I have to. But it is a partnership that you're going to have to invest. Everybody's going to have to invest. And you're going to have to realize that there is a return on your investment.
That's good.
There's a return on your investment. And I say that to say this, is that I believe, and this is my wife, I see things outlined, but I believe that marriage is the best thing outside, on this side of heaven.
Yeah, because you're with me.
Is that what it is? Could be, because you are my angel.
Okay.
I would say she's my angel here on earth. But I believe that real marriage is, what God is intending, if you live it the way that God intended for it to be. This is the best side of heaven. That's what I believe. And you say, well, how you define it? It's heaven on earth. I define marriage as heaven on earth, because everything that God signifies in the Bible, when he talks about marriage, he says about, you know, his bride coming to his groom. And when you picture that and everything, and how God lays out, you know, we as the bride and Jesus as the groom. When I first saw my wife come down the aisle, and that was April the 2nd of 1994. When I saw her come down the aisle in her white dress and her train and everything, that was the first time that everything stood still for me. And I knew then that God was giving her to me. And so that's why I say that marriage on this side is God's gift to humanity, or God's gift to partners. Because if you do it according to God's will, I believe that this would be the benefit that God's given us as couples, or as husband and wife. You know, so that's how we define marriage.
And I will say on the other side, because I know everybody's not having that experience. You know, some people get married and you say heaven on earth, they might say they live in hell on earth. Because everybody's not, don't have that experience. Some people, and there are times when you feel like you're in hell on earth. There are times when you feel like we are not on the same page. And don't think we've done the same thing. And we've gone through some issues where we feel like we're not on the same page. We're not going in the same direction. I don't know why we're together. Things are not working right. Trust me. This is after 30 years, we can talk like this now. But there were hard times as well. But we go back to what we said earlier in the interview. Early in the interview, we said that even when those times of struggle and those times of hardness, sometimes we had to get away from each other. You know, we had to walk away for a minute, and you go your way and I go my way for just 5 minutes. He ain't let that last long, but for a minute, you know, I need to get away. And sometimes you do. Instead of arguing, you need to be away sometimes. But even when you are apart, you still do not let go my commitment. I am committed to him. He is committed to me. Even through our hard times and our struggles, even those hellish times, right?
Well, you know what?
I know you don't. I don't see the hellish times.
I don't see it because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trying to keep it real as possible. Is that it's just like if you got God in your life, there can be some times in your relationship with God that sometimes you say, Lord, I just need a break. When I'm saying a break, everything will go the way you plan when you're with God.
No.
And sometimes you get upset. But let's be real. Sometimes you get upset with God. But at the end of the day, you are committed. God is committed to us. Now, the question is, are you committed to him? And that's the same thing about in a relationship. We have to see the big picture. Why are we together? That's the first thing. Why are we together? Some people to get together, they don't even know why. They don't know why they're married. You ask some people why they're married. Why did you get married? And sometimes they don't know why. But see, when you know why you got married, or you know you're together, like you said, I can't live without that person. That person became a part of me. That person is a part of me. And when you realize that, what you consider hellish times is times that you consider that it's developing, it's progression, it's growth.
That's good.
You know, because what the devil or the enemy wants to say, yeah, you know, I'm living in a hellish time. But if God is in your relationship, that's another thing. If God is in your relationship, you know, you're going to have some of those difficult times because you're learning each other. You're understanding each other.
Yeah.
You're bringing two people together. They got two different mindsets. And only God can make those mindsets work together as one. And so when you realize and you see the big picture saying, man, this is the best thing that could ever happen to a person, and you come together like that. Yes, there might be other things that happen, but the big picture is this the best thing that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, like that.
This the best thing, you know. And I can say that. I can say that, and I'm gonna close with this here. I can say that after 30 years, and this is not just me saying it. This is not just me trying to play a role, but I can say after 30 years, it does get better. Some people don't give it time to grow. But after 30 years, I'm saying it's better now than it was 10 years ago or 15 years ago. So I only can look forward to what it's going to be like the next 10, 20, or 30 years. So
I like how you put that growth and development, because you learn how to be a wife as you go along. You become a wife in a title when you say I do. But you learn how to be a wife as you begin to go through different issues together. And as the years go on, you learn how to be a wife. You learn how to be a husband. And sometimes we've seen things in our home, in our background, we thought that was the way a relationship should be. But as you go along in your marriage and your relationship, you understand more about what a wife really means, what a husband really means. And no one can, you know, come and tell you you're doing too much or you what you should do, because it comes innately. It becomes a part of you. You grow to that point where you're just doing it. It just happens over time because of the commitment. It's a spiritual commitment that you become the good wife and you become the good husband over time.
That's great. That is great advice. Thank you guys for letting me interview you and answering all the questions. That's an episode of The Hot Seat.
Thank you so much for having us on The Hot Seat. I hope we did okay. Hope we edified somebody tonight through our experiences.
Yeah, so something was said that, you know, that, you know, that continue to build your relationship and marriage. And
just remember what?
Just remember a kingdom mindset
is a blessed mindset.
Be blessed.
Good night. Good evening. You have seen our first episode of Being in the Hot Seat on Transition Talk. And if you have questions, your mate have questions, you want to sit down and talk with us, we are giving you the opportunity that you can sit down and ask us questions. We will be in the hot seat to help you and your mate.
Yes, this platform, the hot seat, that our first episode, we're looking for participants or someone would like to sit down with us and share with us maybe some of the questions you might have on what it takes to have a long-lasting relationship. Either sit with us or send us your comments or your questions, and we'll be sure to address them in our next episodes that we'll be having in the hot seat.
Yeah, we're so excited about the outcome and all the outpouring of love that you guys have been showing us. You know, if you're brave enough, if you and your spouse, your mate was wanting answers to certain questions, if you're about to get married, if you're thinking about dating, this is your opportunity to get your questions answered and come ask the question while we're in the hot seat. Reach out to us through our DM or just email us at transitiontalk. Again, we thank you guys for your support, and we appreciate you guys looking and viewing us every night. Don't forget to subscribe to Transition Talk.
Looking forward to seeing you in the hot seat on Transition Talk.